Well, Robin, joining us this morning, we have the Flathead Community Foundation Executive Director, Tom LePage, and the Whitefish Community Foundation Director, Linda Ann Grady, both of them at the same time. Now, that's never happened before.
No, never happened.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today. I think we're going to start with Tom here on this. The Whitefish Community Foundation has been working closely with the Flathead Community Foundation. What's happening here, guys?
Yeah, over the past year since I got hired, we've been looking at three different alternatives for the future of the Flathead Community Foundation. We were plugging along with that process. And then when COVID hit and we collaborated with Whitefish on the National Day of Giving and Unity, we just thought we want the systems that Whitefish has developed. And we really admire the way that they have promoted philanthropy in Greater Flathead Valley. And so we thought, well, let's talk to them about could we transfer our fund to them, and all of our fund holders and programs could continue under them and wind up with more efficient local philanthropy for the Greater Flathead Valley. Linda and I talked about the details and how that would work, and we're in that process now of transferring funds to them.
Are there some legal technicalities you guys got to work through?
Oh, sure. These kinds of moves need the approval of the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, and of course, each fund holder has to give consent to consolidate funds this way.
What if a fund holder decides that they don't like the idea?
They have many other options for how to move forward. That was one of our concerns when we even discussed this as a board, that what happens if somebody says, no way, Jose? So we gave them three other options. Once you look at it in terms of the platform Whitefish has in their software, the staffing and capacity they have, really, it was unanimous. All of our fund holders either decided, well, we're going to give away all of our unrestricted funds in light of the pandemic, or we're going to transfer funds over to Whitefish.
This Great Fish challenge this last time, where the two of you worked together, was phenomenal in spite of all kinds of problems.
Yeah, we worked together on the National Day of Giving, but all credit for the Great Fish should go to Whitefish. It's a generous community, and just seeing them break a record in the midst of this pandemic for funds raised, that was fantastic.
Joining us this morning, Tom LePage and Linda Ann Grady. We have the Flathead Community Foundation and the Whitefish Community Foundation. So, Linda, we haven't heard from you yet about this going forward. Talk with us a little bit about your reaction.
Well, with the Whitefish Community Foundation, we have been, you know, trying to serve the majority of the nonprofits throughout the Flathead, because we do feel that we're all in this together when it comes to serving those in need and making and enriching our communities. And so that's been kind of an ongoing process for a long time, because the Whitefish Community Foundation has had the resources and funds to be able to help a lot of different nonprofits. And then when the Day of Giving and Unity, the need for that came up, that really kind of changed things too. And it was a perfect opportunity for us to really make some bigger impact by joining forces with Flathead Community Foundation, which turned out to be a very good idea, because I do feel that a lot more individuals gave during that campaign because of our partnership. And it was a huge response. Over $500,000 was raised for 78 nonprofits in that 28-hour campaign. And so that really kind of set the tone. And I understand where Flathead Community Foundation is coming from, because, you know, trying to cover our own operating expenses while we're trying to do all this good and raise money for the broader communities is not an easy process. And you have to have a lot of things in place to do it. So we've been talking for quite a while to Tom. He's been doing a fantastic job of navigating through this with his donors and, you know, making sure that he's meeting their needs and requests while he's, you know, looking really at the whole entire board of transitioning funds to the Whitefish Community Foundation if they choose to do so.
So I guess the question I have here is, I want to understand, how do we describe what's going to happen here? Because you're not taking over the Flathead Community Foundation, and you're not merging together. So how do we describe what's going to happen?
I think the simplest thing is to say that, you know, our board chose what was best for the Greater Flathead, more efficient local philanthropy. And instead of, you know, we could continue as a volunteer community foundation like so many across Montana do. But, you know, by being able to consolidate funds and whitefish serving the larger area, it's a more efficient setup. So I would say that we are dissolving and transferring funds for a better fulfillment, if you will, of our original mission.
So what happens to your staff and volunteers, Tom?
Our staff have already found new places to land. One of the benefits of doing this over many months of having these discussions and the details is you can give people permission to find their next step. So everybody on our side will land on their feet and, you know, we'll go from there. And then, you know, it was important to us in this process that the work that we've developed through the nonprofit development partnership, NPDP, that continues. And so we were really happy that Whitefish saw that value and will continue those services. And also the Spring Day of Giving, you know, this last year, that just showed what is possible for a day like that if we work together, if we collaborate. I think the assets that Flathead, both social and financial, that Flathead Community Foundation has developed over the last 15 years, those will continue. So we feel like we're just putting it, Flathead Community Foundation, in a better platform.
So, Linda, how is this going to affect the way you do things at the Whitefish Community Foundation?
Well, we've already looked at bringing on someone who will be more representative of what we call more of a South Valley and on our board of directors. And so we're navigating through that because we feel that it can't be a solid Whitefish board if we're going to accurately represent the Valley. So that's going to be a bit of a change for us. We're also, as Tom said, looking at bringing on the NPP program into the Whitefish Community Foundation. So we will be working closely with the FECC and the different speakers that have been working with Flathead Community Foundation for a long time, trying to do more training for nonprofits. Nonprofits turn over so much in many respects. It's a constant with board training and with financial training. So we will continue that and try and broaden it. We've done it on a small scale through the Whitefish Community Foundation, and now we'll do it on a larger scale, more of the exact way that Flathead Community Foundation has been doing it. We did talk about the need for, you know, expanding an office down to the Kalispell area, but at the present time with COVID, we decided that that's not something that we would do, but we will look at it again in the future as the need arises.
Our guest this morning, Tom LePage from the Flathead Community Foundation. He's the executive director over there, and the Whitefish Community Foundation director, Linda Ingrady, both two tremendous charities here in the Flathead, and some changes that have been described here. You've unrolled them or rolled them out here for John. When will the transition be complete, Linda?
The timeline really is we're looking at being complete by the end of December because of nonprofits having to file a 990. And so the Flathead Community Foundation doesn't want to be doing business still in January. Otherwise, they'll have to file a 2021 990 as well. And so they're hoping to have this all wrapped up before then. Okay. We're working with them to do that for the fund holders, too.
Okay. So what is 2021 going to look like?
We are going to plan on doing the Day of Giving and Unity in this 2021 and serve as many nonprofits as we can. And we are still going to continue with the Great Fish Community Challenge. And, you know, with the response we received this year in 2020 in such a difficult year, it was tremendous. And, you know, 41% of that also came out of the South Valley donors as well. So it's not just Whitefish, not just Columbia Falls. It's the entire community is giving during that. So I really feel that hopefully with this transition, we'll be able to maintain course and people will continue to give just like they did so that we can help these nonprofits.
Well, you're kind of tipping your toes into some rather interesting waters, both of you. And we of course, value the work that both of these organizations has done, all of your staff and all of your volunteers. So perhaps what we're going to see here is a stronger Whitefish Community Foundation as a result.
I agree. Yeah. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
Right, Tom?
Yeah. That's really, I think that is in the Valley's best interest. It just meets all of the previous needs you know, that we provided before, the services and programs that we've had, then it just becomes more of an efficient platform.
Well, Tom, I hope we're going to continue to hear from you. And Linda, of course, we're looking forward to working with the Whitefish Community Foundation as this next year rolls out.
Yes, I always appreciate working with KGEZ to get the word out for the events, and I look forward to doing that more. Thank you very much.